The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Joining us now, the legend that is Lance Zierlein.
Watching World Cup soccer and...
Have you been watching any?
Yeah.
How much?
A ton. There's action every half. How are you not watching it?
Because I don't understand the game.
You're an action junkie. You don't have to. You can watch one half and say, this team looks better than that team. Go look at what the odds are. And it's no different than poker where you say, wow, I can't believe I'm getting plus 165 with this team, even though this team looks better.
Did you hear that LeBron is now saying that he doesn't want teams to pitch him?
He knows everything he needs to know.
All these people who are spending money putting up billboards and things like that, it's like, this isn't what I'm looking for.
I don't think he's paying any attention to any of that. I think what he's doing is he just doesn't want to be bothered. He'll make his decision and then he'll let everybody know. And maybe his decision's already made. Maybe that's part of it. There's no point in going through this, oh, I'm going to go tour this place.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at MK Pallet, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, and at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, or you can get on... live stream, just go to ESPN975.com, live stream, and you'll see the Hob Delusion right there along with Eric Warner with his MAGA hat on.
Oh, stop. Do I have to take this off now?
No, it's a cool hat.
It is a cool hat, but it literally
says Carbach on it, yes.
So this is a Rockets thing we did. I think we did this like second or third round. So this hat exists like for a month, right?
Yeah.
And I wear it, I don't know, maybe every third day. And Jong's like the 13th person now has been like, that looks like a MAGA hat.
Why? Because it's red?
Well, and it's just the way
red
the white...
Red with the white lettering.
Yeah. Like, from a distance, it looks, if you can't read the letters, you think, oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
So good branding on Trump's part, I guess. Burned into our brains that's what those hats look like. But I don't know.
I mean, listen, it works for you because I've also seen you wear an actual MAGA hat.
Oh, dude, stop. Come on, AJ.
I saw that is
so patently false. You're just, man.
All right. I mean, I thought maybe I saw
it. I like John. His suggestion was we should, if this hat was blue, it wouldn't be an issue, right?
But then it wouldn't be a Rockets hat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's tough. Man.
Unless you
that's
go with black situation. Because the Rockets sometimes wear the black jerseys.
There you go.
Maybe you should have done black with red lettering.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or even red with black lettering.
Well, I will I will convey that to the marketing department, who is off this week.
Oh, shocker.
So we just really get to talk about beer. We don't have any
works for me.
Yeah, keep it simple. Keep their stuff out of it.
And the beer that we're talking about this week is one of my favorites. When I met you, I told you this is my favorite beer that you guys brew. And at the time, it was... semi-seasonal, I guess, and now you guys are doing a version of it year-round, but this is the original. This is the version that you guys first did, and I still say when this beer is young, it is one of the best Imperial IPAs you will find. It is, and the description of what makes an IPA good has changed in the last 5 years, but this is definitely an old-school, like, there's bitterness, there's bite. I mean, this is an old school double IPA, but I love this beer, man. I love it.
I think this year's turned out great, man. I mean, honestly, this is the best one we've had in probably 2 or 3 years. I mean, they're all, I think, pretty solid, but this one is just clean. Like you said, it's got the crisp bitterness. It's got the kind of, tropical fruit, you know, stone fruit, i.e. like slight peach, slight mango, kind of dank aromas. One thing we did this year, so you'll notice when you see the six packs out there and about, we've done this thing now that we made Hop Delusion kind of a year-round beer rotating quarterly, mm-hmm. that we put the signature hops on every package.
To let people know what they're made of.
That's right. So it says Mosaic and Simcoe, which is, you know, the trademark for OG, but we sprinkled a little Citra hop into it this year,
which is my favorite hop.
Bingo. Citra is just like such a good hop, man.
So this isn't officially then the OG recipe.
You're right.
Okay, you guys, we tweaked it
slightly,
but you added Citra, for the better. Yeah,
bingo.
Yeah, it is. It's drinking nice. It's a good beer, and the people will be able to drink it soon. Not now. This batch is only
for us. That's right. Special people.
You schlubs out there can get it next week. When are they going to be able to get it?
Like just in time for 4th of July.
Okay.
You guys drink a six-pack of this and then go light some fireworks.
Now, this is just for us, though. I'm sorry.
Bingo.
Right. I like that.
Super fresh.
It is super fresh. And it's not in the silver cans from the first time.
That's right. The first
time I met you, you brought the silver cans. And that was a special treat. They weren't even... I don't even know if they were, the labels were even finished yet. But
yeah, because that's back when we were doing in the 22-ounce bottles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've since moved to the cans. And it's pretty cool what we did, too, also at the brewery today. So we do this every year. We've done it for the last, I think this is the fourth year. We invite any retailer, on-premise retailer, who wants to participate to come in. And we have, like, six different hops for them to rub. In fact, that's something maybe we could do sometime now that we've got the live stream going. We could do a hop rub or something. Ooh, but they come in and they sniff these different hops, and then they decide which ones they want to put into their special signature cask.
Oh, there is signature stuff, Fred. Sorry, I was mistaken. Beer is fancy now.
I use that term very loosely.
Making fun of me for the fact that I'm going to have my own whiskey. Suck it, Hoffman.
No, that you're going to have a signature whiskey.
Yeah.
Not my own whiskey.
My name on it. That makes it mine. Suck it. I'm going to bring some for Eric when we get it, but not you.
I'll take Eric's bottle.
No, you won't.
Because I'm a bully.
Because I'm gonna pour it for him and give it to him. Then you're going to have to try to take it out of his hand.
You don't think I can do that?
I think it would be a mistake because we'll have all this beer sitting here that you're not going to get.
You don't think he'd keep giving me beer?
Not if you steal his whiskey.
That's a good point. You steal my whiskey, man. The beer pipeline
might be cut off. Called him a Trump supporter today.
Well, maybe I'll just take the whiskey from you then.
No.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah. I know you've been hitting the gym, but maybe we'll find out how hard.
I'll just hand it to you like as hard as I can. No, Eric is always so great to us when that comes out, when we do our first little thing on air. I want it to be when Eric's here with beer so that he can get some of it.
I like it. When's that going to be?
Before football season.
Okay.
We just got to get the label done, and there's legal stuff to this that we got to
do. Whoa. Okay. I didn't start listening until probably about 5:15, but so you're saying this is going to be like available in stores?
Yeah. Through Whitmire's.
Now, are you doing like a charity thing, Fred, or is this all going in your pocket?
No, it's all going in their pocket mostly, but I'll get a little bit out of it.
You get a little cut, a little royalty, every bottle sold?
I get a little taste, yeah.
All right, I like it.
It's just going to wet my beak. Okay. But no, it's something.
Do you have the label art yet?
No, we're working on that now.
Okay.
So once that's done, we'll move on. But Travis has got the recipe, and we're all but ready to go, so we'll have it out for football season.
That is really cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up about it. So we got to figure out what to do with that barrel, though.
I think I got an idea or two about what we could do with that barrel.
I bet you do. You know, this is a beer that's really grown on me, and I've gotten better with IPAs, which it's always like that first taste is overwhelming, but then they always sort of, your palate gets used to it, and it tastes better and better with each sip to me. And I've gotten to where I really like this beer. This is one that I would take a couple home and drink. So, considering it's an IPA, that's...
Well, thank you. Thank you.
He'll take that.
Yeah.
AJ, I saw your rival out on the...
Rich Lord?
No, not that rival. But on Barton Creek in Austin. So this is my last week of being alone without the wife. She moves back on Friday. I have to just tear it up this week. I just have to go crazy.
Your life is going to suck for a while.
I think you're right.
Because you get so used to not having to deal with anything and drink beer when you want to drink beer and smoke weed when you want to smoke weed and do whatever you want to do. And then all of a sudden it's like, I want to go do this. I want to go do this. I want to watch this. I'm like, sure you can't go back out of town for a month?
Man.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Well, the good thing is whenever she says, I want to watch this, Eric can say, we can't because you got rid of the TV.
Well played.
Touche. But so we went to Barton Creek, which is right there in Austin. Dry, bone dry. We found, like, you know those shows you saw as a kid where they show all the animals in Africa concentrated around that last little pool of water that's left in the dry season? That's what was going down. So there's one pool totally mucked out. There's like 50... you know, hippies in there.
What's going on? Why is there no water?
Well, because it hadn't been raining over there. All the rain was here, but it wasn't there.
It always rains here.
But I saw a guy drinking a Rodeo Clown in the river.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like 100 degrees out there on Saturday
it's
afternoon.
Baller life.
Yeah. So that's what I say, AJ. You've inspired somebody.
That's good.
He took it one level further and said, actually, we need to see the guy drinking BBH out there.
That's hardcore. But
that
you
would
can't,
be next
you're
level.
You're usually not allowed to have bottles on the rivers.
We'll have to do some silver cans for somebody.
That's the move. That's how you really get hammered
I would do
on
that.
The river.
That
you would do it, Fred?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Fred doesn't care if it's 100 degrees outside. He's also stout.
I love BBH. I will drink. I don't care. Every month of the year, every day.
Oh, you say that. I think you'd throw up if you were in the heat pounding those.
I've done it in the heat before.
You throw up?
I didn't throw up, no. Okay. No, we had a friend of mine's pool, and we were sitting out there getting sun, and I'm drinking BBH.
And you were getting in the pool every so often to cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
How old are you, Eric?
I just turned 54.
54. You're almost there, right, Fred? Are you 52 or 53?
53.
Okay. When you go to a pool or a river, do you wear a t-shirt in the pool or river?
Of course not.
Do you, Fred?
I wear it while I'm outside the water when I go in.
When you get in the water, you take your shirt off.
I take it off, but as soon as I get out, I put it on as quickly as possible.
Because I feel like older people now, like around 50, people decide, I'm just going to wear a t-shirt all the time in the water.
Dude, I'm proud of my sagging moobs.
Okay, you're okay with it.
Yes.
It shows you've lived some life.
That's right. Okay. And then what's that thing that supposedly... is hot now, the dad bod or whatever they call
it.
So.
Oh, yes. The dad bod is very, very in.
So there you have it.
There was a woman on, what channel was that? 13, John? Channel 13? Where the woman was really, 11, channel 11. The anchor was really into dad bod.
Oh.
Loved it.
That's not Dominique, is it?
No, not Dominique.
A younger. See?
She's married, though.
Well,
yeah,
it's all right.
She's married.
Hang around with us for a little bit?
Always, guys. Thank you.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Why does Kawhi have to say anything? Kawhi has
never
been
anything.
A public guy.
Yeah.
Kawhi doesn't owe the public for him to stand in front of a microphone and say whether he wants to be in San Antonio or not.
Right.
He owes his team that. And he let his team know he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't owe a press conference to anybody because he never has been that guy. So now why should he sit in front of a microphone and make his intentions clear when he's never done that before? So I don't have a problem with him not telling all of us. If I hear he's not talking to the team at all or letting them know his intentions, I have more of an issue with that. But he doesn't need to be talking to anybody publicly about that if he doesn't want to.
Plus, if he started doing that now, you know, as a former player, would come off as disingenuous.
Absolutely.
Because the players know who he is and know his personality.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz with Eric Warner still here. Like that, you know what? That's one of those little segments off air there that I wish we could have recorded and done somewhere with some of the stuff we said. Would have been pretty funny, but we can't do that. Not on air anyway.
No?
No, don't think so. I think we probably left some good stuff there on the floor. But
that's because you're a stupid dummy and you don't understand what's happening. You don't understand that America's being great again.
No, I do say America's being great again.
Good. You know why? Because of the President Trump. That's why.
Are you channeling your best Sarah?
That's my best Sarah Huckabee, yeah.
Yeah, you're really making me not want her anymore now.
That's not, is that a, it's not a good impersonation?
It's, you know.
Oh, man.
That's the way it should be, Fred. Gee, no, no.
It's too bad. I was hoping you were going to put your hand on my leg when I was doing that.
Yeah, I'd have to
come I need to move, yeah, I think. I was about to say.
Poor Eric's in the middle of this. It's not going to be good.
Oh, just like a liberal, you're all for gays until it's happening over your lap. Now all of a sudden you don't like gay stuff, huh?
Oh, my.
She does
my.
Make me laugh. I will give you that.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
She, like, I like. I mean, that's the kind of person you want on your side. Like, she... I don't know if she believes anything she says, but she says it with conviction every damn time.
Well, that's what I've always learned is if you're going to be wrong with conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish Jong had my back like that. Like, Jong went into every meeting. They're like, all right, well, it looks like I could picture the management meeting now where Todd and Fred and Mr. Gao are all talking. Oh, have you guys noticed John and Lance's show is doing really well? And then John kicks over the desk. Yeah, it is doing well, but it's not doing nearly as well as AJ's show. AJ's show has always been the best show, will always be the best show. If you were anything like Sarah Huckabee, that's what you would say, John.
What would John be wearing if he did that?
A pantsuit. A power suit. A power suit.
How about a pinstripe like suit?
He'd have to be.
How about a Hillary suit?
Yeah, like a Hillary Clinton suit, or like a really awkward, weird blouse with fluffy sleeves that she wears sometimes.
I could see him wearing that. Yeah,
yeah. Why does it matter what I'm wearing to you anyway? Why don't you get your stupid questions out of the way so I can get out of here and go back to hanging out with the greatest president of all time?
You do that very well, AJ. Scarily well.
Thank you.
Well played, sir.
All right. Now that the hop deluge is out.
Yes.
What else do you guys have in the well? What's coming soon?
So we started talking about fresh hops, getting our fresh hops in to do a wet hop beer. That'll be late August. We are finalizing our pilot batches for the hazy delusion.
Okay.
Really excited about that. Really, really pumped to do that. I just think that style is here to stay. It's not going away. You just see more and more breweries doing it, more people waiting for it. We've talked about this, but
now is the hazy delusion like in I've brought you some cans from some of those breweries from the Northeast. Is it going to be more in that style, or is it going to be a cloudy version of a West Coast IPA?
No, we're definitely doing all we can to suppress the bitterness.
Okay.
And so we're, you know, adding hops as late in the process as possible, trying to smooth out the mouthfeel. But I think we'll, try to figure out a way to make it not just ridiculously hazy.
Right.
Because some of them... they literally just kind of look like mud.
Yeah.
One that's doing really well right now, like commercially, is the Hazy Little Thing from Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had one of those this weekend for the first time.
I don't think I've tried that one.
It's good. It's really good, man. And well executed. I think it fits the style. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right? It's such a new style. What is a hazy IPA, right? How do you define it?
Right.
But and it was great on the palate, great aroma. You know, it checked all the boxes. So if I've always said this, man, like Sierra Nevada, that's pretty much I think the, you know, what do you, Beacon, Icon Brewery in America. Any beer, man. They're great. All their beers are great. You know, they're.
But they're also a West Coast brewery. And they still are, I mean, they're still hanging on a little bit to their West Coast ways.
For sure. For sure.
And there are some breweries out there on the West Coast who are just like, they're all in on haze. Like, they're not doing West Coast IPAs with haze anymore. They're doing, like, full-blown New England IPA, like the Vale and or not the, I guess that's a Vermont or a Virginia brewery. But there's a couple out there that are doing, like, surprisingly good IPAs. Or surprisingly good New England IPAs out of California. But yeah, I do think that there are some breweries who, especially the you know, the Three Floyds is another one. They haven't put out a New England IPA yet. And those guys are like known for their IPAs and their pale ales. And they're just West Coast guys. They do, and not that they're on the West Coast, they're in Indiana, but they've done things in a West Coast style for so long that they're just like, we're not changing this. This is what we are. And it's like, is it hard for you guys to say, like, this is what we do. We're not going to go here because this isn't what we do.
I think the bigger challenge for us is, you know, Texas is such a chain-driven state. And so if you're going to put anything in package, there's two things. One is, how do you make a hazy IPA shelf stable? That's what a lot of breweries sort of, because yeah, if you sell it out of the brew, you know, brew pub or at the brewery, and it's going to be drunk within a few days, it's great. But you know, some of that stuff's going to settle out if it's sat in a store for 30 days or something. So that's one aspect. And I think we're going to do it. I keep joking, like I've said this a year ago. I know team sales is going to come at some point. And say, guys, when are we going to do our everyday hazy IPA? And they're like, no. But it's got enough momentum that I think it's a style that's here. I'm not going to say forever, but.
And for the long haul, at least, yeah.
Yeah, for 5-10 years, I think it's around to stay. So I'm glad we're working on it, you know, and I think doing the hazy delusion is a good, you know,
platform. It's a step out.
Exactly.
Step out of you guys' comfort zone.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I think we'll see how it does in the market, and we'll learn some things brewing it, and then, you know, next year maybe then we come out with one, you know, full bore. Because Sierra, they're doing it. I mean, this product is in mass distribution, and it looked great. I mean, you need to get out and try it.
Dude, there's some of these cans that come, you know, they come from Vermont or Massachusetts or whatever, and I'll get with my beer-drinking buddies and... If it's like 3 weeks old, they talk about it being old. And it's like, good Lord. Like, oh, it's not fresh. 3 weeks old. I mean, and then, so if you're mass distributing a beer like that, it's, I mean, there's, you can't even get it everywhere in 3 weeks. Like, it's got to have some kind of shelf life to it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the trick, right? Is like, there's certain consumer products where, you know, whatever, sushi, right? That stuff's right. Like, you know, getting air freighted around and it's 2 days old and then it's bad. So, it's possible, but it's then sort of what are people willing to pay for that? And it's one thing if your buddy goes to the brewery in Vermont or Massachusetts or whatever, gets a couple cases of beer, and then air freights it to you. And it's a simple transaction.
Right.
Costs are managed. But if all of a sudden you try to do that, like at even Amazon scale, they're going to have, you know, costs layered in. And that can or that four pack that's whatever, $16.99, is all of a sudden going to be, you know, $35 by the time you get it. Are you still willing to pay that?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Well, if I go to, I haven't decided yet whether I'm actually going to go for a week to Canada this year, but if I am, I'm bringing back a bunch. They've got a bunch of new stuff at that brewery up there that I brought you guys last time. So I've already planned to get back 24 of them. So
awesome.
We'll have to share those. Those people love that milk style from up there. Man, they do a real nice one. And they've done now they've got a Russian Imperial Stout, which last year I had 3 bottles of, and they all broke.
In transit?
Yes.
No, you don't know how to wrap, Fred.
No, I do. I do. I had those things wrapped up tight. The freaking wife barely does anything with her wine bottles, and all of those make it. But, yeah. You know, because I had that, and I had this bottle of vodka that this guy doesn't make very many of them, but it's just like 20 or 30 bottles a year. And I had that thing locked up tight. Somebody actually stole that, but then broke because they got into the box whoever the baggage handlers were. They stole the vodka and obviously left the beers out. Damn. So,
yeah, I always just put it in my suitcase and I wrap it in my dirty clothes.
Well, I do that, but I also...
That's how I transport beer all the time.
But I put them in boxes and I duct tape the hell out of them.
Okay.
And I put clothes in between them. So, the only reason they broke is because somebody broke into it.
Bastards.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Can do.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. You got to have a different a system, one of those beer... I got one of those soft coolers, the new school ones.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 inches of foam.
Some padding,
Yeah, so you could put anything in that. I'm thinking, I'm going to use this to start mulling beer around with.
Yeah. Do you, before we let you go, did you know that cotton picking mine was racist? If I said you're out of your cotton picking mine, that's racially insensitive?
You know, I hadn't thought about it. I had not heard that expression in a long time. I definitely heard it a ton as a kid. First blush, no. But now that you say it, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
It took me here. Like, I had to hear a white guy say it to a black guy to know, oh, man, that's probably not a good thing to say.
Yeah, it's funny just the different, you know, my kids are right there in their early 20s.
Do your kids ever say you're out of your cotton picking mind?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Everybody gets a trophy generation, that's for sure. But some of the terms they use is like, what? Never heard that.
Yeah, there's half the time my daughter will say something. I'm like, what? Okay, I give up. Joe says, my girlfriend and I are having a debate. How do you say Ricola?
We're both. There was listening. A commercial.
Yeah,
Ricola.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no debate on that.
Yeah, that's the commercial.
Ricola.
They spent the money on it.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I hope you weren't on the wrong side of that argument.
Because all you have to do is...
Although I don't think Ricola has commercials that run anymore.
No, they do. I saw one like a week ago.
Oh, I haven't
they
seen
got
one
the
years.
Long damn horns and the it's still on there.
And then
watch a bunch of Law and Order reruns. You'll see Ricola commercials. I promise you.
Gustavo, who is the rep for Sierra Nevada around here, says please thank Eric for the Sierra love.
Right on, Gustavo. Keep it up, man. You should be proud to be working for that brewery. They make some of the best beer in the country, no doubt about it.
He's a good dude too.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Tune in to The Usual Suspects with Joe Blank and Barry Laminack starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. Astros over the Royals yesterday, 11-3. Back at it tonight as they open up a series against the Blue Jays. Justin Verlander will be on the mound. Alex Bregman went viral on social media yesterday. During the course of the game, he shaved off his mustache. Started the game with a mustache, finished it off without a mustache. No real reason being given why he made that decision in the middle of the game. And in the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks, according to multiple sources, are leaning towards holding out first-round draft pick Luka Doncic from Summer League after he had spent the last 10 months playing competitively. They want to make sure he's not overworked.
I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I love this song. This is some old school Ozzy here. One of the bands I was in, we did this. Do this song stoned. It makes so much more sense. But, hey, late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7.
I saw was Friday the last show? Did we do the show here on Friday?
Yeah, we were in here Friday.
Patrick Creighton, like, you know, it takes me a few minutes to get my stuff together and get out of here. And, like, even when I got in my truck and I was leaving, I saw Patrick Creighton running from his car to the door. And I yelled something at him about being late for his shift or something, and he just ignored me and kept running. But then I heard, you can always tell someone's late when there's like 20 show promos played in a row. Because they don't want to.
Yeah, that's a little inside hint here.
Yeah. If you hear like back to back to back to back promos for shows, it means either the host had to poop or he's just showing up late. And Patrick Creighton definitely showed up late. So shame.
How fast was he moving?
He was moving at probably a 10 for Patrick Creighton. He's not what you would call a nimble man. So, that might be the best he can move. But,
I listen to Patrick sometimes on the way home. He's so serious. I mean, everything's sports. Because there was one day we were in here and we kind of gave him a nice little setup to make fun of us. All sports.
Yeah. Hey, do you want a story that's sort of sportsy, sort of pizza-y?
I'm down with anything at this point.
I just got an email, and normally I get email probably 30 emails a day please talk about this on your show.
Yeah, I got the same one.
The Papa John's thing?
Yeah.
The James Harden MVP, everyone's expecting James Harden to win the MVP. When are they announcing that, by the way?
Like next year.
Good Lord. What are we doing?
This thing's been dragging out forever.
I guess it's on Tuesday when they announce it.
Monday. I'm not sure they were expecting the actual finals to only be four games.
My goodness. Just let us know already.
Yeah.
If Harden receives the MVP award, 63 people, because it's the 63rd MVP award, the first 63 carryout orders, one per customer, will be available exclusively at the Papa John's restaurant at 8588 Westheimer. Where is that, John? Look it up. See where that...
That's by here.
That could be us.
Right? Isn't that just up... that's close to where we used to be on Westheimer, right? At the old place.
Yeah, it's on Fondren.
Oh, it's by it's by the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes. Yeah. So near AMC 30.
Okay. Yeah. The first 63 people... we'll get a James Harden MV pizza. It's extra large. And here's the ingredients. It's basically a pizza with James Harden's face on it.
Yeah.
Oh, so like pubic hair?
Oh no, John.
Oh wow. Where'd that
Who the
come
hell
from?
Puts pubic hair on their pizza?
They use black olives.
Oh.
Which
I hate olives.
You sound disappointed that it's not pubic hair.
No.
I mean, you're like, really want it.
Hey, it was getting, I wanted that pubic hair.
I mean, I would be super pissed if Papa John's put pubic hair on my pizza. I'm not going to lie. I don't like black olives either. That to me, black olives are the worst pizza topping.
Yeah, that's a deal killer for me.
I would rather eat anchovies than black olives.
And I hate anchovies too, so.
But what would you prefer?
Neither one.
But if you had, you eat like my 6-year-old, so you're like, I want pepperoni and cheese.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but if you had to eat one, black olives or anchovies on your pizza?
I guess the olives, but I'd be spitting, I'd spit them both out. I don't like either one.
Well, this is...
Fortunately, I don't have to eat anything I don't want to eat.
This isn't like a little bit of black olives. I mean, it makes up his entire, it's his hair, his beard, his sideburns, his eyebrows. Mustache, his eyebrows.
He has no nose.
No nose. Here's the other ingredients, though. A 3-cheese blend because of his league-leading 265 three-pointers.
Okay, I'm okay with cheese.
I like cheese. Jalapenos because of his hot shooting.
Where do you stand with jalapenos on pizza? I kind of like it in the right...
I'm not against it.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten where I'll put jalapenos on almost anything now. So I don't really have a problem with that.
Italian sausage because of his Euro step.
Okay, that's kind of a stretch because Italy is not all of Europe. And if I'm not mistaken, the Eurostep kind of comes from the Eastern Europeans.
But there's no Croatian sausage.
There's no Lithuanian sausage.
Right.
So, okay, I don't want to nitpick at their pizza here, but that's just a little bit of a stretch.
Extra sauce because have you ever watched him play?
Because he likes cooking?
I thought it was because he likes to get drunk after games, so it's extra sauce.
Does it come with an apple turnover?
Oh, come on.
What?
That was good.
Come on. Orders will be available for carryout only because, like Harden, these pizzas do not travel.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're one of the first 63 people at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, assuming that he does win the MVP, you'll be able to order one of those. Fans who are not among... I'll go ahead and give them the plug here.
Yeah, go ahead, since we've gotten some entertainment out of this.
They made a segment for me. I'll give them the plug. Fans who are not among the first 63 to pick up an MV pizza in the store can get in on the celebration by entering the promo code HARDEN at checkout for 50% off the menu price of any pizza purchase on June 26th. The promotion is only available to customers ordering online from the 54 participating Houston stores. So
how many are not participating if 54 are?
Oh, I think there's 54 Houston area Papa John's.
Oh, okay.
My guess. And then they said the high res photos have been added to this. If you want to see
it's kind of
pizza in its full glory.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a little bit of a creepy looking pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I get where they're going with this, and good luck. The black olives, I'm out.
Yeah, that's a killer. It's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. Everything else I could live with.
And even if it had like a little bit of black olives on it that I could pick off.
Yeah, you can't pick these off. I mean, that's an entire face.
It's the whole face.
Well, if you want to eat James Harden, here's your chance.
If you're into that, the MV pizza.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Should we send an intern to document this?
To get the pizza?
Yeah, we should. Pizza? We should.
And this is tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
Is it tomorrow? No, I think it's next Tuesday.
All right.
No, it is tomorrow.
Okay. So is it only if he wins?
Only if he wins.
Okay.
Is the MVP announced today?
It's got to be tonight, right?
I have no freaking idea.
Isn't this embarrassing?
I don't know why they...
Because that's like all Houston fan cares about is who wins the MVP.
Yes,
it's
NBA
it's
going to
be announced at
8 tonight.
O'clock tonight.
Right. Okay. Okay, so...
None of you guys are watching that, right?
TNT. No, I don't need to watch that.
No.
You can just follow Twitter. I'm sure Adrian Wojnarowski will have it before it even airs.
Yeah. And then he'll say, it looks like...
If you type in NBA MVP announcement, there's a picture of James Harden. Yeah. So I think it's...
NBA MVP has its eyes on James Harden. That's how Woj will do it, like he did with the draft. But... Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to watch tonight. I spent, this is what a dork I am. Saturday was flipping between the World Cup and the NHL draft. Like, I'm watching third and fourth round picks in the NHL draft. What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know.
And then I watch the Astros. After
that. It says here that I looked at CBS Sports, and they have six experts, and they've all picked James Harden to win the MVP. But... they're not sure on Ben Simmons or Donovan Mitchell on who will win Rookie of the Year.
Interesting.
And Defensive Player of the Year looks like a split between Joel Embiid and Rudy Gobert. Most Improved Player, everyone says Victor Oladipo, which no surprise.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Lou Williams, unanimous for Sixth Man of the Year. There are four Brad Stevens votes, one Quinn Snyder vote, and one Dwayne Casey vote. For Coach of the Year.
No love for D'Antoni?
No.
Or Eric Gordon for Sixth Man?
I mean, I think when you look at the talent that D'Antoni had, it's not like totally
still
shocking.
65 wins.
I mean...
Not shocking, but I still didn't see 65 wins coming, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I guess they're looking at, you know, what Brad Stevens was able to do with basically, you know, all his people getting hurt and... I think Quinn Snyder with the Utah Jazz isn't a bad one. Which Quinn Snyder? Who would have thought that guy ever?
Rebuilding his life.
Man, that dude made it. He made it all the way back, and then Dwayne Casey. It'd be really sad if he wins it. They're like, oh hey, we know you got fired, but here's your Coach of the Year award. Executive of the Year is a 2-man race. Danny Ainge, Daryl Morey.
Danny Ainge.
You think so?
Yeah.
He did.
They put together a pretty nice roster.
He hired Brad Stevens.
He did.
Well, he also drafted Jason Tatum and also traded for Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are good things.
I mean,
he didn't just trade for Kyrie Irving. He traded Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving, which is, in hindsight, like the most brilliant move ever.
Yeah, it's like a warm bucket of spit.
Like, I don't know how, and I can honestly say, and I know there's people who go, oh, I'm sure you think that, but I can honestly say that I said all along that Isaiah Thomas is fool's gold. Don't buy into this. Please don't believe he's a good player. He's an undersized ball hog turnover machine. And sure enough, it worked out. Kyrie Irving, much, much better than Isaiah Thomas. There were people like, oh, Isaiah Thomas, he was a potential MVP last year. Cleveland came out all right. No, they didn't. They gave up a way, way better player. So, all right. Let me tell you guys about my computer career. If you if you're like Dwayne Casey and you're out of a job, or actually he got a job again, huh? He doesn't need my computer career. Other guys might though, like Duran, who last year he was a kitchen cook. He wanted to change his life for the better, so last month he started his IT career, making 50% more money doing something that he loves. That could be you. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience or training, who cares? Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out Sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsmapHOU. I'm sure there'll be plenty of James Harden stuff on there tomorrow.
He's going to be the MVP. What if he doesn't win the MVP?
Oh, that'll be a better story.
Then you've got a real story.
Can we get a LeBron James pizza?
Well, we wouldn't have to change too much.
He does have the beard.
Less of a beard.
Less on top.
Fewer olives. I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we didn't have time for dumbass report today. I'm sure we have some dumbasses we can get to
tomorrow. We've got some. We'll say.
They'll still be dumb tomorrow.
They'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a time of year. We'll get to them. All right. Want to thank Eric for coming by. He's always great. Want to thank Lance Zierlein. He's always great.
Imagine an Anthony Davis MVP pizza where the full eyebrow of olives.
Yeah, that'd be pretty gross. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Decent job, me. We will do it again tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.